The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
Yes, this is Greg Rashid, your presenter for another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. That's a lot to say. But anyway, hope you're enjoying your day and night, wherever you are listening to the program. And I want to say, Sabadi Bimai, which means Happy New Year in Thai. And for those of you who are new to the program, I'm based in Bangkok, Thailand. Retired here many years ago. Love it. But always keep in touch with this U.S. Keep in touch with the U.S. Actually, I keep in touch with so many people all over the world. And this show has really done that. And for those of you who are new to the program, I've been on radio and cable television since 2001, hosting various sports and news shows, mainly in Denver, Nebraska, Iowa, and a little bit in D.C. And now, for a number of years now, out of Bangkok, Thailand. And I want to thank all those who have supported me for so many years. And this is a new venture. This is the fourth broadcast of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And I hope you really enjoy it. What we do here is that if you're new to the program, it's a what-if program. And we use boxing as the what-if. Imagining if Muhammad Ali fought Joe Louis or George Foreman fought Tyson Fury. Now, what would happen? We had a time machine, and we can go back and get all these guys, and I should say women, too, at their peak and have them box, have them battle it out. And I know many times many of you have been at home with your friends, maybe sitting alone sometimes or in a bar or somewhere, and you're just saying, I wonder what happened if Muhammad Ali fought Klitschko, either one of them. What would happen if Sugar Ray Leonard fought Sugar Ray Robinson? I know you do that. And I see there are a lot of sites on the internet, particularly on Facebook, where people just talk that way all day. But what we do here is I have to say, the results of these contests, they're not etched in stone. You know, so Ali was I put Ali against Fury, and we did that in the first fight, and Fury lost. That doesn't mean that would happen. I could put this in the computer, and we use a computer simulation, a game called Title Bout 2, PC game created by Jim Trunza, who I hope to have on the program very soon. And what I do is just feed names in there and come up with the results. There's nothing I do as far as setting it up or anything, you know, pushing it for one fight over another. I put the names in there, and the results, they come up. So whatever happens. So we will see today with this show. And by the way, I want to say this too. You listeners are the promoters. And I've had so far so many people who have suggested fights for upcoming shows. So you can promote a fight, and your name will be mentioned on this program when you do that. And today I'm actually promoting this fight. But this one is something that I've always thought about. And this in particular, what would happen if Thomas the Hitman Hearns fought Manny Pacquiao in the welterweight division? And I know some of you are saying, well, you know, Hearns is just too tall and big for Pacquiao. But, you know, Pacquiao's tough. He's one of the greatest fighters of the 21st century. And Hearns was one of the greatest fighters of the 20th century in the welterweight division, both of them. They're really great fighters, but you wonder what would happen. So that's the show today. We're going to look at that. And I have to say, on this program, besides doing these recreations of what if, we also talk about current boxing. I plan to have different fighters on this program, as well as authors who have written books about boxing. And not only boxing, but also combat sports. I'm over here in Thailand. This is Muay Thai country, and I'll have some Muay Thai fighters on here at some point. We'll have that too. But it's all about fun. Just imagination, theater of the mind. You sit back and just enjoy yourself and just have a good time. And I want to say this before we go on, is that I'm just reading something about one of my favorite fighters out there, Amanda Serrano. And she's a woman fighter, and she did something recently in her last fight Which I wonder what you think about. See, most women fights, all women fights are basically 2 rounders. 2 minute rounds, I'm sorry, 2 minute rounds. And, men fights are 3 minute rounds. But she had a 3 minute round and did very well. She won the fight. And I wonder if you think that that should be the standard for everyone, all boxers, no matter what sex. Three minute round. What do you think about that? But let me know. Leave your comments on this page, wherever you're listening to this program. If you're listening via Nourished by History, my YouTube channel, where we focus on combat sports, leave a comment there. If you're listening on Facebook, leave a comment there. Wherever you are listening, just let me know what you think. Well, we're going to get into this right now. And again, if you have any suggestions for future shows, let me know. But we're going to do it right now. Thomas Hearns versus Manny Pacquiao, welterweight division. So sit back, get your favorite beverage, get some chips, just enjoy yourself. And Shoulder Roll Steve, my AI announcer, will announce this fight. So let's enjoy this right now. Hearns versus Pacquiao on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Today's main event at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the welterweight division, features Thomas the Hitman Hearns versus Manny the Pac-Man Pacquiao for 12 rounds. The referee is Dave Parris. The judges at ringside are Ricardo Contas, Al Bennett, and Richard Houck. The scoring used will be the round system. The crowd in this sold-out venue are looking forward to seeing a slugfest between two of the top boxers of all time in the welterweight division. The bell has sounded for round one. Manny Pacquiao comes out bobbing and weaving. Pacquiao is known for his fast starts. Pacquiao misses with a right jab. Thomas Hearns returns a pawing left that misses the mark. Pacquiao misses with a right cross. Hearns misses with a counter right hook. The fighters move to the center of the ring. Hearns misses with a left uppercut. Pacquiao misses with a counter right cross as he backs into the ropes just above press row. Pacquiao is doing a great job of staying out of Hearns' long reach. I spoke too soon. Hearns lands a combination. Hearns scores 5 points. Pacquiao is hurt. Pacquiao dances away from further damage, shaking his head to wake up from that combo. Pacquiao is moving about the ring, trying to establish position. The fighters are in ring center. Hearns lands a 3-point left cross, followed by a 2-point left uppercut. Pacquiao clinches. Pacquiao breaks out of the clinch and lands a 2-point right jab. Hearns moves away to avoid Pacquiao's follow-up left hook. Pacquiao has cut off the ring and pinned Hearns in the left neutral corner. Pacquiao lands a solid right uppercut to Hearns' chin for 5 points just as the bell sounds to end round one. Hearns' legs look a little unsteady as he walks slowly to his corner. His corner men are putting ice between his legs to wake him up. Round one, points scored. Thomas Hearns, 10 Manny Pacquiao, 7 round two begins with the crowd wondering if Hearns can survive another uppercut from Pacquiao. The boxers are at right center. Hearns lands a right hook for 5 points to Pacquiao's stomach that knocks him into the near ropes. Hearns misses with a right uppercut. Hearns follows with a combination, and then a crushing right uppercut that floors Pacquiao for 6 points. What an uppercut. I don't know if Manny will get up from that shot. The crowd is going wild. Somehow Pacquiao gets back to his feet at the count of 7. Sensing blood, Hearns lands a 2-point left jab. Pacquiao clinches for dear life. Hearns has cut off the ring and pinned Pacquiao on the near ropes. Pacquiao bounces off the ropes and misses with a jab, but scores with 2 left hooks to the body for 4 points, then lands a right cross for 2 points. Hearns misses with a combination. Pacquiao counters with a 2-point right uppercut. Hearns misses with a left jab as the bell ends round two. Pacquiao survived the knockdown and almost stole the round in the later stages as he came back with solid blows. The crowd is on its feet. Points scored in round two. Thomas Hearns, 13. Manny Pacquiao, 8. Round three begins with the fighters meeting at ring center. Pacquiao grabs Hearns in a clinch. When he comes out of the clinch, he hits Hearns below the belt with a right hook. Hearns doubles over in pain and sits down in the center of the ring. The ref admonishes Pacquiao and threatens to take a point away if it happens again. The crowd is booing Manny for that cheap shot. Two promoters at ringside, on the other hand, are amused by it. Hearns is allowed a 5-minute rest period. During this moment, I want to remind listeners of some of our upcoming fights. A third fight between Roberto Duran and Floyd Mayweather in the lightweight division. Middleweights Marvelous Marvin Hagler and Iran Barkley are scheduled to fight. Okay, Tommy seems all right now as the fight resumes. Pacquiao misses with a left jab but scores with his deadly right uppercut for 5 points. Hearns' legs buckled on that shot. Hearns misses with a combination. Pacquiao misses with a counter combination. Good head movement by Hearns. Hearns lands a 3-point left hook to the temple. Pacquiao lands a 2-point right jab. Pacquiao misses with a right cross. Hearns misses with a counter combination. Hearns throws out a pawing left jab that lightly hits Pacquiao, then scores with a crushing combo for 6 points that sends Pacquiao down to the mat for the second time in this fight. The crowd is going wild as Pacquiao struggles to his feet at a count of four. Hearns lands a partially blocked right hook for 1 point. Pacquiao clinches. Hearns lands a 3-point right uppercut. Pacquiao counters for 4 points with a combo at the bell. I'm amazed how Pacquiao has been able to recover after his knockdowns and be able to fire back bombs of his own. Points scored in the third round. Thomas Hearns, 13 Manny Pacquiao. 11. This fight has been everything we have imagined as the bell rings for round four. They meet at ring center. Pacquiao misses with a right hook. Pacquiao misses with a left cross, but scores with a 5-point right lead that had Hearns staggering for a moment. The crowd senses a knockdown. Hearns lands a partially blocked left hook to the gut for 1 point. Pacquiao is moving about the ring, trying to establish position. Hearns lands a 2-point left cross. Oh my goodness. A crushing 6-point right uppercut by Hearns sends Pacquiao to the canvas for the third time in the fight. Pacquiao is up at 2. The ref checks to see if Manny is all right. Hearns lands a 2-point left uppercut, then a 2-point combo. Hearns lands a 2-point combination. At the bell, Pacquiao lands a 3-point right uppercut. Hearns' corner is complaining to the ref that Pacquiao is hitting their man after the bell sounds. The ref goes to Pacquiao's corner to give him a warning and takes a point away from him. Points scored in round four. Thomas Hearns, 13 Manny Pacquiao. 7 Round five begins with the fighters clinching at mid-ring. Pacquiao misses with a right uppercut. Hearns misses his counter right uppercut. Pacquiao misses with a counter left hook, but scores with a 3-point right hook to the body. The fighters are in ring center. Hearns misses with a right uppercut, but comes back with a 3-point combo. Pacquiao misses with a right jab, then lands a 3-point hook to the body. The fighters are in ring center, going toe-to-toe. Pacquiao misses with a right cross. Bam! Hearns lands a crushing right uppercut that knocks down Manny Pacquiao face first. He isn't getting up from that one. The ref did not bother to count him out. Pacquiao has been put to sleep. This KO is similar to what Hearns did to Roberto Duran. At the time of 2:59 of round five, the winner by knockout is Thomas the Hitman Hearns.
Whoa. Well, I could actually see that. I could actually see that happening like that. Yeah, Hearns knocked out of Pacquiao. You know, listening to this fight, it reminded me of when Juan Marquez knocked out Pacquiao, and Pacquiao ended up on his flat on his face. You know, and it's like what Hearns did to Duran many, many years ago. Knocked him out, right hand, right flat on his face. And I think Pacquiao would be just too small for Hearns at the welterweight. I really don't think he could beat him. But what do you think? You think this results make any sense, or something like, that would never happen. My man Manny, he would win that fight. You never know. But like I said, I could put this in the computer 1,000 times. Half of the time it would be Manny winning, half of the time Hearns would win. You never know. But it's all about fun, and this is what this show is about, fun. So again, if you want to be a promoter, you have fights that you want on this show, please let me know. Go on Nourished by History, my YouTube channel, and just say, I want these two guys or women to fight each other, and we'll do it. And I have to say this too, for housekeeping. I don't have current fighters except for Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, Usyk. I have Canelo Alvarez, but that's about it. Anyone prior to 2010, I can put in here, you know, but anyone else, no, it'll be a whole different thing. And I want to say too, even though I'm using a title bout two for these fights, there are other great games out there, boxing games. Legends of Boxing is one, a PC game. Also, it's only have the PC game, but this also comes in a card game. And also, there's a game called Glory Days Boxing. I interviewed the creator of that game, my buddy Anthony Cooks, and he does a great job with that game. It's a card game. And he also has a football game, a college football game. And as we speak, he's working on an NFL game, which I know is going to be something. And I'm going to get Anthony back on here again. And there are other folks, like I said earlier, boxers, authors, those who are working in the combat sports world. We'll have them on here on the show. But as I always do, you know, I conclude the program with some music. In particular, today, I'm going to do two versions of the song Love TKO. The first one, the original version by Teddy Pendergrass. And then years later, it was redone by Regina Bell. And let me know what you think about these. But again, if you have some music that you would like to have on this program that's related to boxing or just fighting in general, just let me know and I'll be more than happy to put them on here. And these shows, they don't last that long. You know, they don't last that long. Maybe some of the interviews I do will be longer, but these shows are short. If there's a knockout, there is a very short show. But again, I hope you enjoy the show. My name is Greg Rishi. I'm the presenter of this program. Go in love and go in peace. Help someone along the way, because if you can't help anyone in your community, why are you in your community? But but do what you can, especially if a senior or young person, help them. Because we're all in this together. You know, this is one planet. We're all on it. You know, we may look differently, you know, different backgrounds, but we're all here to work together to make this a better place. So go in love, go in peace. Wake up each morning, hug yourself, look in that mirror and say, I love myself. And if you're sight impaired, just hug yourself and say, I love myself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't do anything. You can't function at all. You can't do a single thing. But again, this is Greg Rashid. Hope you enjoy these shows. And I'm getting a lot of feedback, positive feedback. And I want to say hi, and particularly all the folks that listen to the program in the U.S., but around the world. We got a lot of folks listening in Britain. A lot of British fighters I want to put on here. Got a lot of folks listening, obviously, in Thailand. But in Germany, too. And I want to get other countries doing that. But also, I want to say hi to my friends who listen on KUHSDenver.com every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. And that station is so amazing. It's created by the one and only, the legendary Henry Archuleta. And so I want to say go in love, go in peace. And let's leave you right now. Well, first, Teddy Pendergrass and then Regina Bell singing Love TKO. See you next time on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Podcast. We'll be right back.
this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Just think about it, girl. Oh, yeah. Try to take control of the love. Love took control of me. Cause I lose all thought, sense of time, and have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time me. Trying to hold on, faith is gone. It's just another sad song. I think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, I think I better let it go.
Let it go, baby.
Oh, baby.
I've shedded some tears. I told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right. I guess I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice and start all over again. I think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Two-time loser, trying to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song. Oh, baby, yeah.
Looks like another love TKO.
Tuning in. See you next time.